The next topic was endocrine management of metastatic disease and the emerging role of fulvestrin. A new data set was presented at San Antonio, the so-called EFFECT study, demonstrating equivalent tumor control with fulvestrin compared to exemestane in patients progressing on a non-steroidal AI. This trial employed a loading dose of fulvestrin, and the faculty also uses a loading dose of fulvestrin when using this agent, which is considered by the faculty an equivalent choice compared to an aromatase inhibitor in postmenopausal patients progressing on tamoxifen. Dr. Paul Goss began the discussion.
I think the loading dose looks like the right way to use the drug. I think the drug's effect, many people believe its pharmacology has impaired its activity. There are several studies being done still that will provide additional data. There's a metastatic study with a loading and maintaining a high dose, actually, in the DFHCC. Steve Cummins running a study. And there's a neoadjuvant trial that's been conducted by AZ called the NEWEST trial. That's quite a large neoadjuvant trial comparing loading to standard with an early rebiopsy, looking at cell proliferation and other markers on the tumor to see if there indeed is an effect biologically of the load up front. So I think that some of these other data will add to the way to give the drug. In terms of the equivalence in this setting, I think it's true. I mean, I don't think that there's any evidence that giving fulvestrin is better than giving an AI as initial therapy for metastatic disease. But I think that this trial is pretty convincing that fulvestrin exemestane looks the same, I think. People were a little bit skeptical because the response rates are extremely low. So extreme skeptics said neither drug worked. That's why they were equal.
Is this so far off from what one would expect in terms of objective responses with third-line hormonal therapy?
Not really.
No.
In a double-blind,
I think it isn't.
Well-done multi-center study.
I think you see these patients, they've got bone disease and they're stable or they're not stable. The older I get, the more I think it's impossible to assess whether they're responding or not in many instances.
I think the most important thing is when they're not progressing and you think that's a good thing.
Exactly.
And that's why we use the clinical benefit, which I think is much higher than the objective response rate.
Now you're going to hear what I always say, and I have about four things that I always say to patients, and one of them is that when it comes to metastatic breast cancer, no news is good news. And that's exactly. If it's not hitting us in the face that they're having progressive disease, they just...
Yeah, I think in terms of looking at the doses and schedules, it's a bit disappointing that we haven't seen any of the neoadjuvant data before, because we had that signal before that if fulvestrin was supposed to be inhibiting, you know, changing ERPR status, that you're leaving 30% or so unchanged, and you would think that a loading dose or a high dose would be very helpful in terms of telling us whether that's the case or not. It's interesting, we're all using loading dose, and I'm using loading dose too, but of course there is zero data on efficacy because this wasn't compared against standard dose.
Even the pharmacologic data on the loading dose is unpublished.
Yeah.
And I've seen it so many times at meetings that I thought it was published, but there's no published reference.
But it is interesting that we've had all these discussions about we want phase 3 randomized studies before we'll write a prescription or whatever. And in this case, I agree that the pharmacokinetic data is on slides and there's no efficacy data and 10 of 12 of us are using it, including me.